Last full week before the mid-session recess for the Missouri Senate this week, one of the major issues discussed on Tuesday involves the potential for some transportation funding.
Right. The highway and transportation system in the state of Missouri is one of the largest in the country, over 32,000 miles of paved highways. Our transportation system is probably underfunded. A few years ago, it was at $1.1 billion a year, and now it's down to some $600 million a year. So really, we're almost in a situation where it's just maintenance and no new projects or no long-range replacement and things like that. This past week, SJR, which stands for Senate Joint Resolution 16, was brought up, which would provide for a one-cent sales tax for a limited number of years, that money would go toward our highways and bridges and some multimodal, but primarily it would be for a short period of time, and major interstates like I-70 and 44 would see almost brand new construction for the interstate length.
There was a similar measure brought up last year that the sponsor said was mainly to get the discussion rolling. Is this a continuance of that dialogue, do you think?
I think it really is. MoDOT has said that whatever our state comes up with, whether that's through the legislature or through a vote of the people, they can administer it. They can raise the funds. So whether that be a toll road or a sales tax or gasoline tax or diesel tax, they can do that or any combination. But it's really up to us, the legislature and the people of the state of Missouri, to determine what that's going to be. Due to the Hancock Amendment, anything over about $80 to $85 million must go to a vote of the people. And so Senate Joint Resolution would actually put it up to a vote of the people to see if they want to increase sales tax in the state of Missouri a penny, then that money would go to our transportation system.
Other legislation this week, I believe your Senate bill on relating to higher education scholarships to get a hearing in the Senate Education Committee?
Yes, Senate Bill 378 basically looks at the higher education scholarship programs that we have in the state of Missouri. There's basically three. One is the A-plus program, which is for high school students to attend community colleges. Another one is Bright Flight, which is those that score in the top 5% of the ACT tests. And what we want to do, as opposed to have those students leave the state of Missouri, we want to keep them here. And then Access Missouri, which is money that's based on need, and that goes to students attending either public or private institutions in the state of Missouri. And so what we're trying to do in those programs is to take a look at those programs and to put a certain requirement of how many hours we want students to complete per year. First year, we want them to have at least 24 credit hours, and then after that, 30 credit hours a year, because we found that the longer that students stay in school, the more likely they are to drop out, the higher that they will have in student debt. It just creates a lot of problems. So if we can get them in and out quickly, that's good. And if we're going to be providing the scholarship, and we can have some say-so on how long it takes for them to get through.
Chance for senators and lawmakers to get back in the district and see some folks they maybe haven't seen for a while is coming up with the mid-session recess.
We're in session only 18 weeks out of the year, and after the end of this week, we'll have finished 10 weeks, so we're a little bit over halfway done. And then next week will be spring break for us, and then you're right, we'll all go back to the district and get our batteries recharged, but more importantly, visit with constituents and let folks know what's going on here, and more importantly, hear from our constituents what's on their minds. And then we'll come back after that, and then just 8 weeks left to go, and it'll go by very quickly.